can we discuss exactly
what is... Oh, hey, Will.
Hey, man.
Driving. I saw a reaction out of Will before we came back from break that I've never seen in the years I've known Will Koontz.
The year?
And Will, it's struggling. Anna.
He's struggling with pictures of morbidly obese women.
Well, here's the thing. Anna likes, she follows these very, very large
women. I believe they're called grossly obese.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose.
Yeah,
so.
It's not sexy, and it's extremely unhealthy. And then on top of that, I think this is what really... grinds Will's gears.
Body positivity.
They want you to think that they're hot. So it's not just like, you know, I'm doing my thing. It's like, you better think I'm hot, otherwise you're a misogynist.
It's not even so much that. It's like I'm unapologetically this way. It's like, I don't care about you. Like, don't apologize to me. I could care less. You can go eat a family size king taco dinner, 25 tacos, and then eat a bullet right afterwards. I don't care.
God,
I don't care about you. Stop saying like, oh yeah, I'm not going to apologize to you. Don't care. Don't apologize. It doesn't matter.
You don't care. You don't care if they're snorting M&Ms?
No. Put them anywhere you want.
Can you see that image?
Put them anywhere.
I don't care.
What is that? That looks like a close-up of my French bulldog, Bogey. His little rolls everywhere.
She's getting up to show
him. She's walking over to show me.
Did I see that one already?
Oh, man.
Yeah, she loves to torment me with these. She sends them to me every morning.
What in the hell is that?
Honestly.
Which one is that? Which fatty is that? Oh, my God. She's big. Is that your favorite one, Will? That one?
Which one? I think it's
at Goddamn is her name.
Oh yeah, I don't
no,
like
it's
that.
At
one
Dr.
At
Now's Worst Nightmare.
Oh my God, she's a big one.
I mean, it's just like these pictures, you know, and they have more followers than I do, and they probably make more money than I ever will either, just by being big fat pigs.
Oh my God,
that's fine though. That's what I'm saying. I don't care. It's just the fact that they think society has to give a crap that they're fat and be like, "You are awesome." It's like, no, you're dying. I mean, sorry, but it's not a great thing. You know, like, you shouldn't hate yourself if you're a bigger person or you have value as a human being. I totally agree with you, but I'm not going to sit here and be like, yay, look at you. You're killing yourself. Congratulations, buddy. I don't care. I don't care. Do whatever you want.
You don't like the real fat ones?
I don't feel anything towards them. Doesn't matter.
We used to celebrate fat people in the 80s. They're all dead from obesity-related diseases.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's the only reason I care is because your loved ones are going to miss you when you die prematurely.
Yeah,
that's
whatever.
It.
They know what they signed up for.
That's fine, too. Again, don't care.
I follow overweight but very sexy women on Instagram. And shout out to, they just started following me. I believe it's because
of... Let me look it up.
I believe it's because of Ricky Waters and Tiffany Cushenberry being on with us.
Nice.
But it's top underscore BBW dating underscore.
BBW dating.
Yeah. Are these
girls available? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. There's a lot of them that pop up on the timeline, and they are just thick to death.
What is it? Top underscore?
They're just big booties and big boobies.
What is it?
You know what? I just won't follow this account. Anna will send me the picture.
Top underscore BBW dating.
Is that?
Underscore.
Oh, that's not.
Look at that.
I thought that was.
What do you think about this one right here?
That's pretty good. I like that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Big, beautiful Puerto Rican lady with a big old.
I thought that was Brittany Gonzalez for a second.
No, that's Brittany Gonzalez
on steroids.
Well, I got
just a quick, you know, glimpse of it.
But yeah, look.
My eyes aren't too good.
This isn't as bad. The ones I saw well are a grotesque.
That's what I'm saying. These are way a step down. These are pretty attractive.
Those are just women with giant asses and big breasts.
Pretty much.
Those are.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot
of just. This is Photoshopped. These are Photoshopped.
Your mom's Photoshopped.
No one's waist is that small and hips are that large.
Yeah, they are.
She took out some ribs.
No, bruh.
She took out some
I'm not ribs. Kidding. People do that.
Yeah.
What? No, Marilyn Manson took out his ribs so he could, you know, ha, ha, ha. You know what I mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. People do that to make their waist to hip ratio smaller.
Really?
Yes, Johnny.
Should I do that?
No, Johnny.
Why? I want to have a tiny waist.
I mean, this isn't really for me, but, you know, it's better.
I'm tired of wearing a corset.
Oh, Anna, what's your fetish with these ladies that you like about them that you follow all these accounts?
She wants to rub powdered sugar on them and roll around on top of them.
No, I think much like you, it's just, it's not that this is who I am, but you better accept me. And I was telling Will today, I read the captions. It's not like I just look at the pictures because I want to hear what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and it's this, you better find me attractive, and if you don't, then there's something wrong with you.
Society.
So that's what I'm reading into. I see the photos, but the photos are always coupled with this really bizarre message of, like, it doesn't matter what you look like, you are beautiful, and anyone, if anyone disagrees with you, then they're wrong.
I don't like it when people say, how they're so brave.
Yeah.
You're brave? No, you're just fat and you're delusional.
Those are your words, not mine.
You know what I'm saying? Brave. No, I'm brave if I try to exercise. That's bravery. If I lay down next to a pool and let my girlfriend take a picture, that's stupidity.
There's one that she follows, though, too, where it's like this giant lady, and she's in the gym all the time.
Tess Holliday.
Is that who it is?
She's a supermodel,
so
by the way.
She's about irony.
And that's great for her, but clearly, she's going to KFC and getting 3 buckets of chicken after she leaves the gym. I mean, because don't tell me that you're super healthy and working out.
She's at the gym for the smoothies, dude. That's how you
and do. The workouts are kind of like.
Well, she can't do much, dude. Like, it's pretty minimal. I mean, I'm glad she went.
She should. Yeah, that's good.
But it's honestly probably bad that she goes, and let me explain why. Much like you were just saying, she probably rewards herself by going, by overeating, saying, oh, I went to the gym for 20 minutes.
Now I can
eat 3 cheesecakes. Yeah.
Yep.
Again, totally fine.
Three
I don't mind.
Cheesecake?
But again, it's the message that goes along with the photos. I don't mind the photos. I understand that there's fetishes, but it's like there's something wrong with you if you find my body disgusting or unattractive.
It's, and it's not except me. It's society needs to accept me as a whole, and that I'm awesome and perfect. That annoys me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, you know, you do whatever you want. I don't care, like I said.
Absolutely.
But
I mean, I like to think I have a pretty fit body. I try really hard, but
and I think you're gross.
Exactly. Right. I'm not everybody's type, and that's okay. I'm not supposed to be everybody's type. No one is everybody's type. Well, there's a few people, but I'm definitely not one of them. A lot of people don't like my look, and that's fine. I'm not for them. I'm not shoving my body in people's face saying, you have to find me attractive. If you don't, there's something wrong with you.
That's
BS.
That's true. Because you
that's annoying.
You know how people are going to feel. I agree. I just think it's funny. Will's reaction is it's entertaining.
Yeah, that's why I send him. I like pissing him off. It's fun.
Well, send it to me so I can slap in your old spanky banky if you don't mind.
I don't think this is what you're looking for,
I'm
dude.
Kidding. Actually, I like it because it makes me feel better about me.
Like these girls are twice your size.
That's why I watch My 600-Pound Life. It sounds like a comedy bit, but it's not. I really do feel better about myself after watching these big fat. These people, I watched one the other day. The lady, her skin was just growing into the bed. It was part of the bed. She had been laying there so long that the doctor was like, oh, when we take you out of this bed.
Wait, how did the doctor say
that? It wasn't him. It was another doctor. He's like, when we take you out, it was an ambulance driver or something. He's like, when we take you out of this bed, and it's going to take several of us. The bed's going to come with you. Part of your leg is going to detach from the fabric.
Oh, the skin has just melted into it.
The skin had grown into it.
That's another thing that gets me is that.
And when I saw that, I just hopped off the couch. I was like, check me out, nimble.
Another thing that I find so bizarre is that they try to prove their health to people. Mm. So not only do you have to find me beautiful, but I have a healthy body.
Yeah.
I have a healthy body. My BMI is 600.
Oh, boy.
I have a healthy body.
They scold the doctors.
What?
For pretty much the only anybody that believes in health nowadays is the medical community. And what do they know?
I know.
It's the arrogance of that is insane.
Fat shaming me. My doctor was fat shaming me.
One of my most aggravated episodes, but also one of the funniest ones, was this really, really large, big old giant to the black girl, and she kept getting mad at Dr. Now, and she would ask him questions that weren't even related.
Right.
She goes, I need to ask you something. He's like, yes, what do you need to ask me? Do you believe in God? He's like, I don't know what that has to do with anything. Because if you don't believe in God, how can I trust you to do surgery on me? He's like, look, I've called you because you have gained 90 pounds since I gave you the weight loss program. I need you to lose 90 pounds. You gain 90 pounds. She's like, you don't understand, though. I have water retention in my legs. He's like, no, the only way you gain that much weight is by eating 7,000 calories a day. She's like, you don't understand. Plus, you didn't tell me if you believe in Jesus or not. He goes, I believe in science.
Yeah.
Science tells me you are eating 7,000 calories a day.
That's the thing. Like,
it's so funny.
my doctor, my old doctor that I used to have, Dr. R.
He died?
Obesity? I just couldn't use him anymore because my insurance changed. But he just had autism, and I liked that because I would go in and be like, hey, man, you need to lose weight. And I'd be like, yeah, I know, man. He'd be like, all right, so don't eat so much, man. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
I like that.
And then he's like, don't eat two pieces of meat with dinner. And I'm like, he assumed that I was eating two pieces of meat, which, well, sometimes I did. But he's like, just eat a half piece of meat and eat like a half a potato. You don't need to eat a whole potato.
Right.
But I needed to hear it. I knew it, and it did annoy me. But he's absolutely right. No.
I have been diagnosed with diabetes from looking at me.
Right.
I was hospitalized several years ago. With a blood clot in my leg, and they go, we're going to put you on we have you on a diabetic diet. And I said, I'm not diabetic. And they said, yeah, you are. And I was like, what? No. And the nurse was like, you're diabetic. And I go, I'm not. Test me.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And then I went to a new doctor here last year, and the same thing. They got my test results back and my blood work, and they're like, there's something wrong with your blood work. Your sugar levels, it's not right. Mm-hmm. And I thought something was wrong with me. No. I was so far away from being a diabetic, they thought they had the wrong blood. They made me take it like three times. They're like, yeah, there's something going on. Like, your sugar levels can't be this good at your weight. But, yeah, I'm just lucky. Like, my cholesterol is good.
Sometimes I'm not healthy.
I'm not being one of these fat Instagram broads saying I'm healthy. I know I'm not.
I get you. And it's just like there's some skinny people that have super, super high cholesterol.
Right.
Genetics do come into play with us.
It's genetics big time.